Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. Now, we're sitting around, Greg and I, and we're racking our brain trying to figure out what can we do for summer sauces. Sounds like a good idea, but we didn't come up with a lot.
Well, we're talking about things that you don't cook, for one thing.
Yes.
We want to avoid having to add extra heat to the kitchen. Pesto.
Pesto.
You mix it with pasta. You can put it on fish. Oh, it's wonderful on potatoes.
Yeah, it's just basil, right?
Basil and olive oil and garlic and cheese.
But you were telling me that you can make pestos out of anything.
You need other substances in addition to the greenery. So you can use cilantro. I wouldn't add cheese to cilantro pesto.
Mm-hmm.
You can do a parsley pesto. You could even do a spinach pesto if you wanted.
How would that work?
You have to blanch your spinach first.
I see.
Which is a minute, and then squeeze the water out of it, and then puree it with the olive oil and the garlic, and you could certainly put in the cheese and use it as a substitute for the basil. It would have an entirely different flavor, but it would also have different kinds of uses.
In summertime, there's no shortage of basil. Always and there.
To make a pesto, I'm not going to use Thai basil. You could use some Thai basil in with regular basil for an extra little kick. And there are many different kinds of what I call regular basil. Now, when you
really?
Go to the farmer's market, you may find different varieties of quote-unquote regular basil. Pesto means pounded. Pluck off the leaves, put it in a mortar and a pestle, and pound. And pound.
With
and
that
pound,
pesto,
and pound,
you make the pesto.
And you make the pesto. And then when it's all nice and pureed, then you can add some pine nuts and pound them in. And then you can take some chopped garlic, and then you can pound that in. You add olive oil gradually and stir it around with your pestle and pound. Stir and pound and stir and pound. And then when that's all in, then you can add your cheese. And typically it's a combination of grated Parmigiano Reggiano and then some Pecorino Romano. Taste for salt, but add salt only at the end because, of course, the cheeses are going to have salt.
Yes.
Marcella Hazan.
Oh, yes.
You know of Marcella.
Yes.
Marcella Hazan loves to add some soft butter to her pesto. I've tried it, and it's really wonderful. It adds a very creamy texture. It seems to coat the pasta really well. It's a very welcome addition, but most people will not do that. But anyhow, that's how you make pesto if you're going to do it by hand. In a food processor or in a powerful blender, then you would put your basil, your pine nuts, your garlic in, let that whirl around for a little bit until it's chopped very fine, start the motor and pour in your olive oil in a steady stream, taste it. Don't add any salt yet. Then add the cheese and then taste it again. So that's pesto. Vinaigrette is basically olive oil and vinegar. So
that's
the
it.
Typical proportion is 1 tablespoon of vinegar to 3 to 4 tablespoons of olive oil. Let's say you're going to make that amount. So you put a tablespoon of vinegar, 3 tablespoons of olive oil into a jar, extra virgin olive oil.
But your vinaigrette's never going to be any better than your olive oil.
You have to use a very top quality olive oil.
Taste it.
Do not ever buy anything called light oil.
No.
No. And then you add a little bit of salt and pepper and then a pinch of what I would call Dijon mustard. It's a great emulsifier. Shake it all together. Or you could use it a whisk in a small bowl and that's your vinaigrette. Taste it again and adjust seasoning. You might need to add a little bit more olive oil, a little bit more vinegar. Mayonnaise made with 2 egg yolks in a blender.
Style.
Tablespoon and a half of lemon juice. Let it whirl around a little bit until the yolk gets thick. And then drizzle in again of top quality oil. It doesn't have to be olive oil.
Yes.
But if you're going to use olive oil, make sure it's a top quality. And then you can combine it with a seed oil. Safflower oil is also good, like half and half.
Yeah.
It thickens up very, very nicely. And then you can season it with salt and pepper and say maybe a little bit more lemon juice. It keeps in the refrigerator for a nice long time.
Yes. Don't worry.
And if you want to make an eggless mayonnaise, then what you can do is you can use soy milk. And this makes it non-dairy. And then sunflower oil.
Okay.
Put a cup of sunflower oil and a half cup of soy milk into an immersion blender container. Add a couple of teaspoons of cider vinegar and salt and then whirl the heck out of it until it thickens. Eggless mayonnaise.
And with that, we advise you to come back next week for the
Food Guys.